Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Listen to the Rise Guys Morning Show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Wednesday, January the 8th, 2025. Yeah. Is there any headphones boosting of any kind?
I don't know if I spoke too soon. Let me see if I can get something.
For those that are, normally this might be your normal time of day to get in the car and head to school or work or whatever. Says normally how we start the show right there with a little Panera or Pantera.
Panera.
Fat Boy always says that he loves to go to Pantera Bread. Mm. Likes hot subs.
Yum, yum.
Yeah.
So we came in here. Yeah, we're getting ready to go. And then, the board. I don't even know what that would be called. It's just the radio layman's terms for it. The board.
Isn't it?
What is it like actually? What would that be called? Like if I said, I can't go on Amazon and order a board. What is that called?
I think everybody just says a board.
I know, but like, what is the? That's not what it would say on the box.
Console, probably.
A console.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Programming console. But anyway, it was screwed.
I can't hear you. No, I can hear you. I can't hear me.
Oh, Lord.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
But it's very low. But let's open the text and see how the volume sounds while we still have engineering on standby. But anyway, so apologies to those that suffered through the, and I'm saying that with a little jest, suffered through the re-premieres there for the first hour. And it was beyond our control. I'm going to go back to school and become an engineer. And what I'm going to do is when all these problems happen, I'll charge Odyssey double time. Because I'm here as talent, but also as an engineer as well.
You could be a consultant.
Yeah, but we'd never be on the air, though, if I was the engineer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not good at that
stuff.
You'd
be consulting.
I'm yesterday trying to put together a birthday present that I gave my grandson, which is he's in the Spider-Man phase now, young Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's actually called. It's not called the Young Adventures or anything like that, but you can tell it's physically he's younger Spider-Man. He doesn't like the full one. I found that out. And it's these gimmicks. You put it on. It's a bottle of spray foam, basically, but it goes on your arm.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a tricker. Oh, what'd you just do?
Okay, let me text him back.
Oh.
They got switched to a nod.
Oh.
Oh, that sounds a little good.
I've never been so excited to hear my own voice.
I got a voice to you. Text.
Talk more, Paige. You're getting me there.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Feels so good.
Mm.
Like it.
Okay, we were talking about my grandson. That's weird.
So, I'm sorry.
It's so you know how Spidey shoots the webs out of his...
Oh, yeah.
Like, where does it... Like, on real Spider-Man, is it coming... It's not coming out of the palm of his hands. It's coming out of his wrist, like out of his blood veins, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So it's basically what would be like a two-pronged bracelet that goes on the forearm, and then underneath, it's hiding this spray foam. The trigger mechanism is like you're doing the I love you sign.
Oh, okay. It's like you're...
And it's pulling it, and it spray foam's coming out of his arm.
Oh,
like
that's
a card
fun.
Shooter. Well, like you're cheating.
Stupid grandpa was having a tough time with it.
Is it messy?
No, it actually... I told his mother, my daughter, I was like, I did not think about this before giving it as the gift. Like, I'm giving him spray foam to shoot around the house. But it actually, like, when air hits it, it, like, immediately semi-hardens and just picks right up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're not, like...
But I sit there forever.
Stuff on walls and furniture.
And he would turn around and look, you know, checking my progress, and I'd just give him that puppy dog eyes, like... Boy, I'm sorry, but your grandpa ain't all there when it comes to putting crap together. That's the best way to explain it to you. And so he'd go back to watching, what was it? Not Paw Patrol. There's another Paw Puppies. Pet Puppies.
Puppies.
Too much competition.
I know. I was explaining to someone around him. I was like, yeah, it's some show he likes on Disney. He's like, Disney Plus. I'm like, boy, you just turned three, and you corrected me on the... That's the programming they're getting in their heads. It's like, it's not just Disney, it's Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your parents that's what you want, the plus part, because it's more. But, yeah, I was sitting there, ended up shooting myself in the face with the spray foam.
It's how fun.
I had it backwards at one point, so a big ball of spray foam, like, popped out of the top. And I was just sitting there, and I was like...
Now, what
Grace
color
was like,
is this, blue?
No, it's kind of like a taupe. I guess.
Oh.
Kind of like a beige.
Like a...
Okay.
Like your name with a P.
Okay.
Paige.
Paige.
Like the tech guy from one of the programs we
use. Yeah. But I was like, man, could you imagine being at like a rave with some of those?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
That
like,
would be fun.
You're sitting there, yeah, but it's like glow in the dark spray foam. And you're sitting there, and when the beat drops,
yeah.
Squirting your arms everywhere. Or if you're like a luchador in wrestling. And you go, like, cut a Hurricane Rana, and while you're doing it, spray foam's coming out of your wrist. Like, that would
cool.
be badass.
Love it.
Yeah.
He's probably just happy with the suit.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And the mask.
It's freaking rotten, spoiled rotten. Not just by me, but many. This, like, his playroom is like looking around Ricky Schroeder's from Silver Spoons.
Because he'd go around shooting otis and goats and.
No. No, because I read that it said non-toxic. But here's a little note for those of you. When it says non-toxic on a lot of products, I sound like an environmentalist now, but I'm trying to help out pets and things. That's not always true to animals. So when it says non-toxic, yes, I Googled it. I'm not in a conspiratorial way. I sound like that dude's wife. Not in a conspiratorial way, but more of less like, hey, is it okay if the dog in the house, you know, has a little taste of this?
Nah, that makes a lot of sense because we can have grapes and chocolate.
But then they test our medicine on rats and pigs and crap.
Well, they're
not
saying,
crap, but and et cetera.
They're saying that it's not going to get into your skin. But they don't think that humans are going to ingest that. But if it's on an animal, they may accidentally lick it off.
But people are stupid. I mean, they are. Like, a great fact, not in a self-aggrandizing way, with the product that I sell, I have to write on there, do not ingest, on the label. Mm-hmm. I have to take part of the it's like cigarettes, you know, or whatever, which with those, you know, to a point understandable. But the label is like, do not ingest. Don't sit around and drink your beer at all, guys. It's for the outside. Don't take it in.
I'm so glad the temptation isn't there anymore.
So well, it smells so good, Paige. It's so, I wonder what this tastes like.
No.
So,
I knew a guy who would eat cigarette butts. So when you went somewhere with him, you had to watch him. Dude, he was.
Was he like.
For what purpose?
Yeah, he was off. And then he didn't have any.
What, did y'all stop him?
Yeah, you had to. You had to watch him. Whenever you went somewhere with him.
Ooh, that's nasty.
Yeah, he would pick up cigarette butts and eat them. He had no nerves in his fingers, so he didn't know hot. Like, he would grab something, and his skin would burn, but he didn't know.
What would that, like, do you know the complication or whatever it would be called that is? God, that makes me feel awful.
He wasn't a smoker either. He would just go and eat the butts. You were nuts.
I don't believe you.
Wait a minute. So this guy would sit around and eat butts all day.
It stinks so bad. How could he get
that? How was his breath? Ugh.
Awful.
Paige, have you ever, I almost said eaten. Have you ever eaten a butt before?
No, I can't say I have.
Mm.
Like, he would
even
just,
a rump roast isn't something I'd ask for.
Yeah.
Luckily, they got the smoker's pole. They'll put him in now. But if there's like a sand bucket, he'll go and grab a couple. And
a
just,
smoker's pole.
Yeah, you don't see those anymore either.
Oh, my neighbor's got one. Actually, he uses it a lot.
Is it like one of those that's like weighted down?
Yep.
Oh.
He's out there probably 20 times a day.
So that's in front of his home?
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
Now, luckily, I'm upwind, so whenever he smokes, which is 20 times a day,
well, that's
I'm out there catching it.
Like, if you don't smoke, it's not offensive or anything like that, like truly, but I was going into a restaurant a week or so ago, and again, not offensive. I mean, I have family that smoked, sadly, but the folks that were working there were like smoking right outside the door, and you catch that whiff, and I was like, boy, there's the appetite right there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not being a prick to those that smoke, but if you don't, and then that's the, you know, think opposite of. I'm trying to think, like, If you were disgusted by the thought of a man chewing tobacco and you're getting ready to go have some ice cream and the guy who's wearing the apron is standing up there spitting everywhere.
Well,
you're like, okay, you want some hot fudge, honey? You know, so put it on,
or
put
people,
those shoes on.
People that smoke in their home and you go to the house and it
and they don't realize it.
Well, that was the grandparents' dessert at Quincy's, coffee and cigarettes.
Of course, relaxing.
God, my
enjoy
my
this cigarette.
Dad's
my
mom would. We'd go to the Tadpole, the now gone. My childhood is erased.
Dang it.
As long as Ocean Lakes stands in Myrtle Beach, I'll have some glimpse of my childhood left because everything else is gone.
I'm sorry, Michael Clardy. I knew that was your favorite restaurant. The
Tadpole.
Nostalgia.
My grandma would have the flounder plate and then and drink coffee as her drink.
Oh,
like
God.
That's her drink of choice any time of the day.
Like, as you would have anything to drink with that, I'll have a Sanka. Okay, would you like a tea as well? No. Like, flounder. And that's the one whose house smelled like farts and Bengay. So now maybe it makes sense.
I got flounder and coffee.
What a mix.
I had a relative that used to like to drink iced coffee in the afternoon, but not like a fancy iced coffee. Just
I don't get that.
Do you put ice cubes in hot coffee?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's an afternoon treat now, iced coffee.
Oh, it's delicious.
It's like a morning thing, but...
But just, like, you're having a just calling it coffee is like when people say they're having a breakfast burrito. You know, it's like calling it coffee is like you're having a milkshake. You're maybe even having a Yoo-Hoo with a lot of caffeine in it. Uh-huh. Maybe
I've had a Yoo-Hoo in years.
They're so good, but like it's a chocolate drink. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That's another
full
one of
sugar.
Those things. Like
we
when
like
you look at your American cheese slices. It will. Many of them, the lesser than brands, will say cheese food because it classifies as not cheese but a cheese food. Just like the other brand, I remember as a kid, I loved. It was called Chocolate Soldier.
Oh, I gotta look this
up. Easy for you to say.
I don't know.
Probably not permissible now. Had to change.
I mean, Urban Dictionary with it.
But no.
Please don't.
But it was, it was probably the off brand of Yoo-Hoo, although I don't know if that was around then. But I used to like, they were ice cold. I'd chug those things. They were so good.
Oh, here it is. Okay.
Yeah, it's real. That. Yeah.
Did you take the Nestle and, well, some people would put it in water. Just the powdered Nestle, like in the aluminum tin. You pop the top off in the middle.
Mm-mm.
I thought you mixed it with milk.
I thought you were supposed
to.
You mixed it with water.
I didn't mix it with water. I got it with water. Other people mix it.
Who's wrong in this? Because I didn't drink it myself. I was not a, believe it or not, I've never broken a bone other than a couple ribs. Sometimes I had those removed. But I was never a big milk drinker. Still not really too much. Almond milk. And I hate saying that because it makes me sound like a pussy. But like, it's
so
a good taste. It's good.
And it won't leave you on the toilet for the whole day.
No, I know.
One of my babysitters growing up was my grandpa's buddy, Coot. I don't know his real name. Everybody called him Coot.
Hey, Coot.
Was she known as Coot's grandma?
It was a dude.
Did he eat butts?
No, but he smoked and dipped and chewed. He did it all. And then he would give me the Nestle in the water. Like, that was
okay,
a treat. And
so how do
Bonanza.
We look that up?
I always thought it was...
How do you make
chocolate
Nesquik?
Milk.
You talking about Nesquik?
Is that what it was? It was in the aluminum tin.
Did it had a rabbit on it with big buck teeth?
I don't remember. Okay. This was old school, man.
God.
Yeah, I thought it was milk.
I feel like we're
chocolate
getting,
milk.
Like...
It was powder.
Mandela affected
or
right
cocoa.
Now.
Or cocoa.
And you would pop the middle up because it was like a plug in the middle.
Now, was it served cold or hot? Because that's the difference.
Well, that's just hot cocoa.
I imagine I got it cold, like as a milky type drink.
Yeah, they're not gonna heat it up.
Yeah,
he wasn't gonna eat it.
Milk in that.
Getting him to get up and get his cane to walk to the kitchen was a task, but I couldn't go get it because he'd be like, "What are you doing in there? Get out of there,
dude." This is you are not alone. The second most Googled thing when you put in Nesquik is, "Do you add water or milk?" To Nesquik.
I always got it with water.
And what
not
did
my
they
choice.
Say?
According to Nesquik themselves, the experts, Nesquik powder can be mixed with any beverage of your choice.
Huh?
Milk, water, or plant-based milk, like you, Matt, with the almond milk, you pussy. I added
you
that
said
last
that on
part.
There?
No,
on
I added
the
that last part.
Okay.
But,
that's not nice.
Holly, bum. Oh, look at this next question. This I love reading these because they're real as rain. Is Yoo-Hoo chocolate water? Is a question that people Google.
Oh, nice.
No, that's like your cheese food. That's a chocolate beverage, it says here, according to the Google AI whatever thing.
Why can't I not find this tin, man? It was like a...
I remember it.
You look like a canteen.
I'm going
almost.
Through puberty there with the way my voice just changed. But
yeah,
the little tins, and the hole would be kind of small if you had fat fingers.
Yep.
And the little scoop would fall in, and you finally just get pissed and just shake the thing. Yeah, I remember it. I just don't remember the one it was made of. But again, according to this, either one. But it says any beverage of your choice, including milk, water, or plant-based milk. So I wonder what somebody's mixed that with some liquors. Make it like a little, is a hot buttery nipple? That's got like something chocolate in it, right?
That's it's Bailey's, right, and something else.
I used to get them at Bennigan's. God bless. Holy moly Mary, mother of God. I'm talking about the one across from Haywood Mall.
Old school.
Which is now a bank, I think. That Bennigan's is a bank or a Walden Books or something. I don't know.
Do you like big buttery nipples or... A little?
Well, only after I eat butts. Cigarette butts. No one caught on to that earlier, so I was shocked. So
I think some people might be getting worked.
Yeah.
I got a text that says, oh, hey, you guys are back. And then when they heard the intro, they're like, oh, never mind. Old episode. I'm like, no, we're really here.
Wow, no, I said the date and all. I thought, yeah, January 8th. So it's, again, if you missed any portion of what I just said about the why we started with the show intro there, you just go back on the podcast. Not saying that in a dick way, but just to save time. But what we're going to do is treat this as the 6 o'clock hour. So meaning here in about 25 minutes or so, Fat Boy will do the sports.
Yeah.
And then following that, the best damn audio battle, which
I'm not
trying to sound like somebody walking into the Super Bowl saying we've already won the game, but if you don't laugh and cry, not in a bipolar way, but in a way of tears are rolling after you hear my home run soundbite, it might be just like a down season for you or something. Nothing's going to make you smile because, my God, I've now added it probably another 100 times to watching it. I showed it to my daughter.
I can't wait to hear
it. I was like, what do you think about this? She's like, she on drugs. I said, hopefully. Likely so. So that'll be coming up at the top of the hour. But now I say, Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, we're going to find out who said this. We regret that the previous long-term owner did not share the vital part of this property's background with us.
Gavin Newsom?
I'm going to tell you whose boyhood home was destroyed next in your Eyes Guys headlines.
I wasn't saying that in a ha-ha way, but that was a quick thought off my... I'm kind of like ashamed of myself for saying it, but it was quick. I'm patting myself on the back for that.
They might have a new governor soon that might be the current vice president.
Oh, Lord. I'm not saying this in a mean way, but I'm tired of praying for different towns and states. Like, I'm just going to go full on pray for America, which is the entire continent now, by the way. All right, good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Show. Guys, P1 family. P1 means priority one. P1s listen at least an hour each day.
And P1s get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys Morning Show continues.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello. I didn't realize cauliflower nose was a thing until I was just watching the news here in the background.
What am I missing?
You ever see a nose and wonder how somebody breathes or picks it? Or
it looked like a volcano, and it just kept like overflowing. Wow, man.
You couldn't see any nostrils.
It was under each eye was his or her nose.
That's where it starts.
Sounds painful.
My God. Anyway, he's got like 4 noses running during the sinus season. It's incredible.
Hmm.
Over to you, Paige.
Well, we just heard TNT from AC/DC, and that is the subject of our story that we begin our headlines with, because a developer accidentally destroyed the boyhood home of AC/DC's Angus and Malcolm Young. So this is... This developer mistakenly demolished it because they had no idea of the Sydney property's cultural significance in Australia. So this was...
Well, nobody did then. It wasn't like already... What is the group, the international group that can go in and say, this is a historical landmark? UNESCO, is that it?
Is that who it is?
I think so.
I don't know. It's not
alliteration. That's not someone's name.
It's not protected like the heart.
Hey, UNESCO, you came to the party. You know what I'm saying.
Back in history, in 1965, the Young family moved into 4 Burley Street in Sydney's inner west suburb of Burwood after they migrated from Scotland to Australia.
Is this what happened to Poe Mill? Like your house in Poe Mill, Madman?
No, I don't think that was an accident. That was just a...
They didn't realize who it was.
I mean, it was... Those houses where I lived were, again, they were mill houses, but they were built when houses were still built. And, you know, like I lived in one time that was like 5 years old and was like literally falling apart. And it was a... You know, I mean, it was it was a newer home. And it was, you know... I'm not going to name names, but...
Some of those,
if I'm lying, I'm dying.
Some of those were built on a hill, like a big steep hill with like a retaining barrier in front.
Well, one time when I went in my backyard, I started walking, I realized it was like cinder blocks. There's like, they just threw a bunch of trees and cinder blocks here to like build a backyard.
Nice.
Oh.
Well, this house in Burwood, Cindy, had been added to the local register of historic homes in 2013, but the register didn't have the legal status to actually protect it. So fans now are really upset about this. They're not cool that this has been destroyed. And the previous owner never told them about the house's cultural significance. And
so then why? Oh, man, this is so wild. Like, they never knew. No one cared to look it up. But yet, it's like when a restaurant's closing and you see it on Facebook and all these people. I've used this example many times. Oh, this sucks. They're closing down. When's the last time you went? It was like 98, but still, man. We'll miss it.
I love that place, man.
Support them and they'll hang around.
I bet Brian Johnson did it when they booted him.
Oh, yeah.
He bought the square.
I'm going to tell you, dude.
Yeah. So what's going to happen?
So they were just going to, like, they bought the whole block and then going to...
They demolished it because...
Gentrify.
It's going to be redheads.
They plan on building a bar or a cafe on the grounds using the material salvaged from the rubble. So...
Well, I got to see what Angus thinks about it. Like,
get him on the line.
You know, it's his house.
He's going to be wearing the devil horns again. Brought him back.
Wearing his little schoolboy outfit out
there.
You got
to look for the plaque. When they put the plaque up there, that means it's protected. It's like the Heart Dungeon in the Heart House.
God.
It's like a museum now.
Do you think Angus Young, like back in the day when, you know, he still obviously was younger, but was wearing that same outfit, like any of them, like, you know, oddball priests started following him around? Oh, wait a minute, you're 36. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
What's this fella wearing? He looks rotten ass.
Oh, man. Well, you know what?
Look at the legs on this little fella.
They should have just, like, cut the house apart and sold pieces of it. I mean...
Yeah, like Panini comes in and...
Yeah. Or Fanatics.
Or, you know, Brandon Steiner.
Jesse James Dupree comes in with a chainsaw. Hey, brother, man. I'll sell you the chainsaw, too.
You want front of the front?
What are you saying, Jesse?
That's what he said.
He's moved by this, Paige. Let him talk.
See, look. You can see their pictures on the side of
that. You want a piece of the backyard dirt?
They painted a mural on...
One side of it, but I don't know. This doesn't make much sense.
That doesn't make sense, because if they didn't know that's what it was, why would there already be a mural of them on it?
Yeah. They knew what it was and didn't care.
No.
I smell a...
Fart.
No. I was trying to think of something witty. Like, it involved a title of one of their songs. So I couldn't do it fast enough.
Smell a... TNT, Money Talks, TNT...
No, that didn't really work. I went through 10 already in my head. It's just not there.
Oh, there's one you could use.
All right. Take it.
Big balls.
Dang!
But you can't walk around saying
smell that. Doesn't make much sense, does it?
Well, not for me to say it. Like, that'd feel weird.
No.
Like, Paige probably loves to say it.
He can't even see his. I mean, Jesus.
That would be her favorite perfume.
He has me look every once in a while to make sure he's still there.
As long as you can see him, I don't need to see him.
Okay.
That sounded weird as hell. Even more weirder than I intended.
New perfume from AC/DC called Big Balls.
Breaking news, brother. Nesquik can be mixed with any beverage.
Anything.
Even Jesse James bourbon.
You can mix it with Devil's Devil, man. It's good. It comes out like a chocolate, little spice on it.
Oh, man.
All right. Well. I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
Thank you so much, Paige. How did Nintendo never do a collaborative effort with Nesquik?
I want to thank you for saying it the right way. Nintendo.
Yeah, well,
a lot of people.
I waver on that. It depends on who I'm around.
a lot of people forget that second N.
Yeah.
Nintendo.
I used to mostly will say like N-U-H, Nintendo.
It's like Noka. I got a Noka phone.
Got a Noka? Kia. Kia. What happened to that? Oh, it was Chia. That's what. Okay.
That's what happened.
Paige, thank you so much. Nesquik. Play your video games. Drink his chocolate beverage. Why did they not do it? They couldn't see it.
Because I guess Japanese relations with America wasn't that strong at the time.
Yeah. That's probably what it was. I could have brought the world together.
Probably a lot stronger now since we got the kill switch in their grid.
He's Luchasaurus now. What is going on in sports, fat boy?
What exactly is the Daytona 500?
It sounds like a porno.
It's got a stupid name, but it's kind of a fun concept. We'll tell you about. You NASCAR fans that are single, you better listen up.
I think it's gone, like done. I don't know. I kind of know why, but I would be up for some speed dating. That would be fun now.
You might be right up the alley of the Daytona 500. Yeah.
See, I think that kind of crap. I guess COVID kind of like pushed that. All right, get away, don't touch. And then everybody's, oh, well, we just won't ever anymore.
Actually, you might be the perfect size for it.
Jesus.
Yeah, I got to think you got to be a perfect size. A particular size to
okay, yeah, work. Say particular. There's no perfect here, pal. Except in the lap.
Oh.
I'll be a future Santa Claus one day. Okay. What were you thinking?
If you want a little hum-hum on the ding-ding. Little S on the hang-low.
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll get into that and some less graphic things next. Good morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
On this day in sports history.
This is my favorite part of the show, except for birthdays or suckets.
Look, if you think you suck at golf, just keep this in mind right here.
All right, listen, Chuck.
Way back in 1962, 63 years ago, this 21-year-old played in his first ever professional golf tournament, the Los Angeles Open. He didn't win it. Came in 50th place and won
$33.
Yeah. But he went on to become
a multi-masters champion.
Yeah.
Three?
I want to say four. Let me double check and look it up. The Golden Bear, Jack Nicklaus.
Freaking wow. Jack. What if the, when I was an autograph hound or whatever you want to call me, a fat guy sweating my ass off trying to get autographs, he was one of the ones that eluded me. I mean, I got Palmer, got a picture of Palmer, so he's looking down, signing a golf ball, which I was stupid of me to ask him to sign.
He won the Masters 6 times.
Good God. Wow.
He's a beast.
Yeah. Hang on a second. Let me check. Yeah, he got 6 Masters. He won the PGA Championship 5 times, U.S. Open 4 times.
Like, I'm not even by any means. I'm more of a driver, meaning I enjoy the game of driving golf balls, like a Top Golf and all that stuff. I enjoy that. The short game, I give a damn about. That's when I'm like, all right, I ain't even getting off the cart. I'm going to kick my ball in the hole. You know what I mean by that? Not sexually speaking, but that's a guy that, like, I absolutely respect the hell out of. Like, he's just up there on that echelon.
Yep.
I mean, obviously with Palmer and Tiger and...
Do you ever watch
Seve Ballesteros?
I was just looking up Seve because I wanted to see how many he won.
Seve.
Seve got 2 Masters.
You got Jasper Parnevik while you're at it.
He's got 3 British Opens, Seve. It's like, do you like long drive? Good long drivers.
I'm not like sitting there thunder killing it. I enjoy just, you go axe throwing, I'm going to go hit golf balls fast, hard, real far. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the way to get that out. But the short game, I give a crap about.
Parnevik's middle name is Bo. I like watching those guys like hammering Hank Parks and all those long drivers.
Or the way Daly, I mean, he may still. I haven't seen.
Oh, yeah, he's still pretty. His son looks just like him. I think he plays at Arkansas.
If anybody's got any contacts, I've been trying to holler at him on the respectable ways and ain't getting no response. I'm trying to do a collaboration.
This happened over the break. Did you see Charlie Woods got his first hole-in-1?
No.
Yeah? Right, of course, witnesses everywhere because it was in the tournament. Right in front of everybody, he nails. I don't know what he hit on the par. I'm pretty sure it was a par 3. It had to have been. I don't know what he hit, but yeah, he got his first hole-in-1.
How did it hit and then like slowly, like, or what? How many bounces did, like, tell me?
I'm
intrigued by that. So
I don't remember about the bounces. I can look it up real quick because Tiger was there when it happened. He was on the tee box with him.
That's when you got to respect, like, in any sport, like back in the day when they would take trains, they could not take jets. They had to take trains and, like, you know, the struggle of going from town to town. Even with that, the technology now of wind speed around you and the weighted drivers and everything, like, the science has caught up to the sport. I still respect the guys out there doing it or whatever, but
oh yeah,
the fact they have all those. Oh, here it is.
Here he is. Okay.
God bless. I haven't kept up with his Tiger Woods kid, but like he's good Lord.
Couple bounces right good in the cup. God. He didn't realize it. Look.
Wow.
Until everybody, you know, tells him, hey, hold on one, kid.
Wow. The only person I've seen do that was Curt Hennig that one time.
Look at Tiger walking up to him.
Congratulations.
Look at that.
That is crazy.
God, man.
I'm sure he probably hit him.
What if Elon is worth a crap at golf? Like the DNA crossover. Will he be a model one day as well? You know, how does it cross over like that?
He's good, man. He's going to be. I don't know if he's going to be as good as his dad, but he can get out there and play. I want to say he's 17 or 18.
Think about that, though. Like that right there, you're like, all right, good. Finally, I can get all these people off my ass. Like Arch Manning feels right now.
Dude.
You know?
Arch is good. Arch is good when they use him.
But just think about the pressure already. You already. Like, to be in that shadow, not just one shadow, not just two, three, you know?
And he could scramble. You know, Peyton and Eli couldn't really run. And they didn't try to, nor did they want to. But that's why they bring Arch in now for special run packages.
That's what I'd love to ask Junior Griffey, is to say, hey, wanting to be better than your dad, was it semi-competitive? Because then you start to be way better than your dad, and you kind of feel like a dick.
You remember what Senior told us when he was on? I'll never forget it.
Well, I have. Go ahead.
He said Junior hated working out.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
Didn't want to go to the gym.
That Nintendo stuff, like that was all real. That wasn't to pay. He loved to sit around and play video games. That's why I respected him. And I want to meet him. He keeps playing the golf tournament, and he doesn't meet ancillaries like me.
Dude, that was a cool picture when Bronny James played for the Lakers debut. It was LeBron and Bronny with Junior and Senior Griffey. They all took a picture together.
Where was Deion and Shador?
Well, that like they were the only two professional at that point, father and son duos, to ever play in the same game.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, what the hell is the Daytona 500?
Ooh. It's a gangbang.
No, and that got up to a 750, by the way, just for records.
Houston had the Houston 500 forever. It was like folklore, and it turned out Fatboy had a copy of the film. It was true.
Well, Lisa Sparks broke a record.
Yeah.
So there's a beer company offering a chance for 8 lucky contestants to go to the Daytona 500.
Why 8? They should have done 6, like 6-pack. Dumb.
Should have, really. So they're going to speed date in a race car for one lap.
Oh, my gosh.
Around Daytona. Obviously, it's not going to be during the race. It's going to be a couple days before.
One lap. Going what speed, though?
I guess fast as hell.
Well, crap. I mean, that's...
I can't remember what you can get up to at Daytona.
God.
But
nobody with anxiety, please.
Mm-mm.
That's all they got for their pitch, like to talk to each other, is in the race car for one lap. But there's 8 people, so I don't know how you win it. Plus, can it be all 8 dudes? That'd be pretty cool. That would go over with the NASCAR crowd.
What vehicle are they going to be in where that many people can be in it? Like, it's going to be like the Lincoln assassination limo?
You know what? That's a great question, because I'm assuming it's going to be a race car, but it does not say. It just says you'll be driven around the lap with by a trained driver.
Imagine the insurance on that. Hmm. Like the old bits we have done in the past, we're like, you know, now that we work, not that our previous company owners were not a real company, but like, you know, like a big time company, like, and I'm proud to say it, big time company we work for now, but the insurance that you would have get on top of certain bits that we had done in the past, like, for instance, the P1 cruise. It was a one-timer. That was it. Or let's talk about the raft up, where we'd encourage you to come and hook up your boat to everyone's boat, and we all just sit around and drink.
That was fun.
I almost was decapitated that time.
That's where our buddy Mark, formerly of Hinder, met his wife.
Yep.
With the raft up.
Yep, I'll never forget that, too. One guy jumped off the boat with his guitar still in his hand. I'm like, goober.
I remember that.
I was like, I hope it ain't plugged in. We're going to all get electrocuted.
It's hard to plug in.
Everybody in the water is like, but like Trump back in the day.
If you're interested, you can find out. I don't want to plug them. You can find out the sponsor. But you got to pitch yourself in 250 words or less, and they might pick you to go to Daytona to speed date.
That's dumb.
I mean, look, people, I guess, try to be creative, but it ain't for everybody. creativity.
Well, no.
Or speed dating.
But like 250, that's like the, and I'm not saying this to lead into talking about it, so I don't want to, but like the bio that you put on Tinder. It's like, what am I doing? I'm trying to like sell myself to someone. But of course you only want to put the positives. Yeah. It's
bunch of crap. All the negative stuff, AKA quirks. Yeah. You know, they find out along the way.
Want to know all the bad things? Hang out and find out.
Like, do you chew with your mouth open? Well, you got to find out.
Yeah. I don't have any teeth, so I don't chew. You know, something like that. I mean, I do. I'm just saying, you know.
Glad.
Others. Thanks, Paige. All right. We're going to take a break. Oh, man. I'm looking at pictures of Jack Nicklaus like now. No, Jack. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I almost said Nicholson. I hate people who do that, too.
He still looks
really bad. But I mean, is he not should? But I mean, he's how old? 84.
Oh, I was gonna say 80.
The Golden Bear.
84.
Yeah.
We lost Arnold.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose Jack.
And who was the other guy that I got to meet?
Fuzzy Zeller.
Yeah, but he was a kind of a prick.
Really?
He took my black pen out of. I gave him the black Sharpie to sign, and he pulled out his red one because.
He wasn't touching that.
In autographs. No. In autographs, red autographs are kind of like looked down upon because it looks stupid. I mean, I guess if you're like a horror movie guy, that'd be like the thing. Like Kane Hodder's probably signing in blood red.
But did he sign it fuzzy or did he sign it
He signs it fuzz.
That's, fuzz.
I know. It's like, well, you're not a cop, obviously, because they're offended by that. All right. Some were. Some are still, maybe. Who knows? I'm not going to speak for police officers. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we laugh right now and we have fun, but down deep a battle will ensue.
Oh
next.
My goodness.
You're gonna keep laughing. You're the winner. You listening?
You by God, you are.
But who's gonna win the battle?
Let's call it a friendly battle because we all just want to laugh real hard, but I have one that I myself think is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my whole life.
Oh, boy.
And if you miss it, we'll play it again because we got some quickies.
Oh, yes. This one's like 8 seconds. And it's not from yesterday's headlines either. All right. You remember what I said. Mm-hmm. I said that name wrong, and it sounded like I said something real, real dirty. Uh-oh. Want to hear that? Text podcast to 72341. All right. The best damn audio battle ensues next. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up!
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear him argue.
The Rise Guys.